I've got an interview coming up next with a pair of faculty who recently dropped by the Classical 90.5 studio. It's Julia Bentley and Stephen Jepson. They're faculty in the MU School of Music. They dropped by to visit about their upcoming voice faculty recital happening this Sunday, January 29th at 3 p.m. To both of you, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
You all are in like one of the pole positions. You're in one of the first positions of the new semester. There's a whole series of recitals and performances that happen each semester, and you all get yours in early. Tell me about the repertoire.
The idea for the program came because I'm new on the faculty here, and I really wanted a chance to sing with my new colleagues. They're wonderful, warm, friendly people. And they heard me sing a bit in my interview, but I hadn't gotten a chance to get to know them vocally yet.
And this is also new for us because it's something that we haven't done yet. You know, I've been here for 3 years, and this is the first time that the voice faculty are actually going to do a concert.
So educate us about who the voice faculty are. Besides you, Stephen Jepson, and Julia Bentley, a baritone and mezzo-soprano respectively, who else will share the Whitmore Recital Hall stage with you this Sunday?
Well, that covers the alto and the bass parts. We also have soprano Christine Seitz and tenor Stephen Tharp, the other two voice faculty. There are an assemblage of duets. I get to sing with everybody. So I have duets with all three of my colleagues. You'll hear works by Schumann and by Benjamin Britten.
And for those people who don't believe we do it, we're actually going to do some Sondheim. So we'll actually have musical theater.
Yeah, I put myself in Dr. Jepson's hands for that one, and he's a real master of the genre. So it was a real treat for me to have his guidance on that number. And then we also have one instrumental colleague, Alice Dade, who's the flute professor, and she and I will do a duet by Ibert. So it's a wide variety of types of music, but all within kind of a partnership format.
Right. And then our big partner, the partner that we really couldn't do anything with, is going to be Janice Winger, who is on the piano faculty. And joining her is going to be one of her students, Rachel Mencher, on a quartet from the Brahms Neues Liebeslieder waltzes that will need four hands on the piano. So that's the reason we're bringing Rachel in.
So who picked the repertoire?
We did.
A collective effort.
Yeah. It was, Texas Hold'em. No, everybody got to choose their own strong suit. But it also kind of unfolded in the way that we have a set of duets by Schumann, and that led to the idea of also a set of solos by Schumann. So you'll also hear Christine Seitz performing a set of solo songs. And then our duet by Benjamin Britten prompted Steve Tharp to choose arrangements by Benjamin Britten of folk songs. So you'll also hear solo sets that have some commonality with the duet repertoire. There are no solos to go with Ibert, but there are solos in French.
Yes, so that would be me. I am going to be doing a set of songs by a very obscure French 20th century composer named Marcel Delannoy. And then I decided, well, let's just kick it up in a different direction. So I suggested a piece from an obscure Sondheim operetta. And that's a piece called With So Little to Be Sure Of. The other thing that we have to think about is these are Western pieces. These are pieces that are in different languages, which means that there were people who were not American who, with the exception of Sondheim, that created these pieces. And we are continuing them. And the continuance of art or music is important in our world. One of the things that the administration wants to do is it wants to completely cut the NEA grant. The department, the National Endowment of the Arts, will be gone. And that's a great disservice because we're trying to keep art alive in places where it really doesn't have the funding or it needs to be there. It's the whole idea of the joy of music, the joy of singing. We're wanting to keep that alive.
That's Stephen Jepson. He'll be keeping art alive this Sunday at 3 p.m. along with his fellow faculty member, Julia Bentley. They'll be joined on the Whitmore Recital Hall stage by Christine Seitz and Stephen Tharp, who collectively make up the voice faculty at the University of Missouri School of Music. Showtime is 3 p.m. More details are available online at music.missouri.edu. Both of you, thanks for making the time to come by today.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.